sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, the one-week fantasy game of the New England Patriots. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes anytime you want and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code BOSTON to play for free. DraftKings.com, exclusive partner of the Patriots. Enter BOSTON for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you. And get $100 off on your first visit.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
That the Bears have hired Ryan Pace as their new GM. The search for a new head coach intensifies.
The first order of business is to hire the right head coach to lead us to championships.
As soon as news breaks, we'll have all the details. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Friday night versus Lake Erie and Saturday night versus division rival Rockford. The Bears will interview Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin as part of their head coaching search.
Well, the thing is, I think Austin is going to be a head coach. I think, you know, he's getting a second interview with the Falcons a little bit later this week. I think he's a year early. He's going to get a head coaching opportunity. I still think it's going to come a year from now instead of right now, but he's a high candidate without question.
That's Drew Sharp from the Detroit Free Press last hour with B&B talking about Austin, who served last season as the Lions defensive coordinator, previously served as the defensive backs coach with Seattle and Arizona, also spent 3 seasons with Baltimore. Gary Kubiak has chosen to stay with the Ravens as their OC. The Jets and Falcons have second interviews scheduled with Todd Bowles this week. Rex Ryan is the new head coach in Buffalo. And reports today have Peyton Manning playing last month and last night with a torn quad. College football national championship game tonight in Dallas. Oregon takes on Ohio State. Oregon receiver Darren Carrington is out after failing a drug test. The Ducks are looking for their first ever national title. The Bulls host Orlando tonight at the UC. Derrick Rose will play. Mike Dunleavy is out. The Blackhawks are off until Friday when Winnipeg comes to town. And Cubs play-by-play announcer Pat Hughes has been named the 2014 Illinois Sportscaster of the Year by the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association. This scoreboard update is brought to you by SportsMockery.com. Like Chicago's hottest Facebook page at SportsMockery. Playoff football coverage on The Score is brought to you by Rock and Refuel, available in the dairy case at Jewel Osco. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Coors and Bernstein.
Coors and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on The Score.
Ryan Pace said he's going to watch every Bears play of 2014.
Locking myself in an office, putting on some headphones, and burying my head in the tape.
Oh, Lord. Then you know what he's going to do? He's either going to kill himself or he's going to quit.
Oh, my God.
It's quite simple, really. I'm just going to show you some film.
I embrace the challenge.
Front Jackson breaks free. The stiff arm to Chris Conte. The Buffalo Bills. They stun the Chicago Bears.
Cutler tips. Intercepted by Clay Matthews.
Packers with an impressive win.
Ortiz had a very quiet second half. And the ball is loose. Ron Rivera beats his former team.
The ball fumbled and recovered by Miami.
The Chicago Bears 0-3 at home.
Brought down by Lamar Houston and then fell down on his rear end.
He hurt his knee in that celebration.
He hurt himself.
Wide open Jordy Nelson to the end zone.
Almost feel sorry for Mark Trestman.
Stop it, please, I beg you!
Touchdown, Dallas Cowboys.
That's the one thing about the Bears this year, when it goes from bad to ugly in a hurry.
This is for your own good.
O'Donnell punching for the fourth time. It's a fake. Penalty flag.
Illegal formation on the offense. There were only 10 players on the field.
Are you kidding me?
False start.
It's picked off.
5-yard penalty.
Wide open Jordy Nelson.
Can't be that bad.
That's amateur football.
Downright embarrassing.
Intolerable.
The Bears end the season 5-11.
You needn't check any further, son. I see now what I've never seen before.
Every play of the 2014 Bears season? That's waterboarding.
When you come out of there, you say, can I play with four guys?
We tortured some folks.
Boars and Bernstein.
So, hey.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, beautifully done. That captures Ryan Pace's weekend right
that's
there.
That's great.
Boys and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 6-7. The Score out and about today. McBride's in Joliet. And you know, we love it here. This is a great place.
Do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for me, it's good.
It's close.
It's very good.
Yes.
It's very good.
Even I haven't got to move that far.
You didn't have to drive 2 days ago to Kankakee. I almost got off at exit 315 just by habit. I almost
Kankakee.
I went right down there to the Holiday Inn Express just because that's where the car wants to go.
That's right. And then, this is good for me. Even though I'm not as close as I used to be because they had this thing. Maybe it didn't work. They have moved to Manuka.
Why?
Just didn't want it that close to anything, so they moved it.
They put the whole town up on wheels and took it away?
Yeah, picked it up and put it away somewhere else. Yeah, that's what happens around here. They don't like you. They punish you. They move you further away from civilization.
But that was a really good open.
That's
Tannehill right there.
Again,
thanks, guys.
That's not what you really want in your life for. Just sit down, put a headset on, and what? Why? There's nothing there that's
dedicated. And he doesn't torture him because he knows that he is responsible.
Brighter days ahead.
Right. He has to confront the reality of how bad the Bears were. He's got to see it. He's got to let it sear his retina. And then he has to set to get into work to fixing it. He's Ryan Pace. And he's not fazed by the things that bother you. He's tougher than you, damn it.
It doesn't bother me. It amuses me.
Well, it amuses you to a point. But this Bears season blew right through fun bad. It got to fun bad. It sustained a little bit of fun bad. And then it spiraled into bad. I want to go away. And after the Vikings game. So you didn't watch the Vikings game. I don't want to hear it from you. You're not allowed.
I did not have to watch it, so I did not.
No, you vacated your standing.
I did. I vacated the Vikings game. I had a chance. It was on every game's on a TV somewhere if you want to find it. And she asked me, I said, no. No, I don't want to watch the Viking game.
And texts on the score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. This texter from the 219 says, you're being charged with murdering your entire audience. Well, we're happy to do that anyway. You know, we have no problem with that.
That's just part of what we do as well. But
as long as it keeps them from calling.
Yeah, after you gave up back-to-back fitties, I mean, there's really not much left to see. You can turn the projector off, whatever you're doing, and just go out and have a drink and forget about it. There's really nothing else that can come of it. I'll say this for the game yesterday and what the Cowboys did. Jordy Nelson was not running free through the secondary.
It doesn't look quite the same when Rodgers is unable to escape the pocket
right. And
find that angle to get to Jordy Nelson.
Right.
It's true. If he's more just a route runner, and at the end of that route, he's got to come straight back because he knows that Rodgers isn't scampering outside, pointing and waving and looking for him, it changes their game a little bit.
It really changed it a lot because I expected to be running through the secondary free at least once, right? Because, I mean, it's not a Packer game unless he's doing it at least once.
Here's this question. What does Julius Peppers' play say about Bears coaching and judgment and Phil Emery's judgment? What does it say about particularly coaching? Because I don't think Peppers is out of shape. I don't think...
Hell no, he's not out of shape.
He's never out of shape.
No, never.
He's working hard. I mean, but what does that say? Really efficient.
Yeah, played very well for them. That was a touchdown, too. That's the thing.
Oh,
that
the peanut so punch when it came out?
That's a touchdown, otherwise, yeah.
Oh, what did it say? He's going to hit his head on the goalpost. Yeah,
he's gone. I think the entire season says something. I mean, if you're going to do that, that's fine. I mean, you didn't want to spend the money on for whatever reason. And there were times, and I think Peppers sort of brought it upon himself. I didn't think he was very good as a Bear that last year.
I agree.
So
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I wasn't mad about it. I can't pretend I was mad about it.
He was recharged and interested.
This thought from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey. If Sports Writer of the Year is so easy to rig, I hereby nominate Steve Croft for the inaugural Jack Brickhouse Award. Please make this happen. Hey!
Well, it
a little
again,
different.
You just have to know a couple people who know a couple people, and it's over. It's done. The thing is there's not enough ballots to change it. Against you. You can change it for you and get it done. And I'm telling you, it's not that difficult. People say, well, you're mad. No, I'm not mad. I don't care. I wasn't interested in doing it. I wasn't interested in doing what the little that had to be done to do it. Not interested. Although, that's the thing that gets mentioned. Like Sports Writer of the Year. Broadcaster of the Year. Okay. I've never... Most awards mean absolutely nothing. But this one in general means... Really, nothing. Absolutely nothing. But that's just the way it goes. I mean, I bet you it hasn't changed. I doubt that it's changed.
Yeah,
because if Rick Tellender wins, No,
because we got a bunch of awards, too. They had the Achievement in Radio Awards. I don't even know where they are. They gave us these nice glass engraved things, these plaques, all that. I have no clue where they are.
I don't think I ever saw them.
You had one. I had three of them, and then when we moved, they were in a box somewhere. I think they're still in a box somewhere in the basement. I have no clue, which is fine.
Oh, Deb, you met our old office with Boulevard.
No, my actual office at home when my wife started her business.
No, I don't think I had one at home.
I had an office upstairs. One of the bedrooms, because it's only two kids, so you got a bunch of free bedrooms. So it was my office, and then she said, I'm starting a business. This is now my office. And I said, yes, dear. I'll be over here.
I don't remember ever seeing it. I think, Mitch, where's my award?
No, you had one.
We should have a new one, shouldn't we?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we got named, what was it, the fifth best sports thing by Radio Inc.
Radio Inc., which was big to them. Nothing to us, but big to others.
Right. People thought that was a huge deal.
I know.
I still don't know what the big deal is.
I don't either.
I got emails from people who wanted to send us an actual physical award. Like a big thing, except yours, first one came for Tony, then they finally got it to Terry, and I didn't email him back, because who needs that? You want a big piece of glass sitting around somewhere in a box in your basement?
But I have an office, see, I'm not throwing out of my office like you.
You want the email? I can forward you the email.
I have a damn office.
All right, you want to
it's being real. We're going to redecorate it with somebody with an eye for decorating.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like a reality show.
Yeah, included in that will be things like that.
Oh, so you want me to send you the email?
Send me the email. Because I think I should have something. How about a big goblet Or just a big champagne.
A big pink pimp chalice.
Yeah, I take
like
that.
Like Lil Jon has. So it's like a with little rose gold effects on it.
I feel bad about, you know, the fact that my radio career has really gone nowhere. So I feel bad.
Well, you're in Joliet. You know, you're here. You're not here today.
I have
Look
gone
around.
Somewhere.
That guy is here. You got tucked in t-shirt guy. He says you've got a great career. What are you talking about? Don't sell yourself short.
So I would look at. See, I understand that. I understand. But I want something tangible. So send me the
All right,
email,
I got to find
I have
it.
To have,
I don't know if I have.
You know, I have the writing stuff. I need something to prove that I actually did this for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'll see if I have it.
I think people doubt that at this point. They think I'm just a ghost.
Yeah, here it is.
Coming around.
I'd like to send you your press plaque.
Press plaque.
To take advantage of this. Now, was this made out? This says, Hello, Tony. I'll send this to you, and you do what you want with it.
Hello, Tony? We can't have that.
Well, you'll talk to them.
Hello, Tony. How you doing?
You'll have your proper name put on it.
Yes.
Here. All right. It's sent.
I will send it. Include it in the various things that will be, you know, once the office is redone. Because, you know, I didn't do anything. I just took, when we moved, I just took things and threw things and did things. And it's just a big pile of crap. You know what I'm saying? And not that it shouldn't be.
All right, there's two here. I'm going to forward this one. And then you can have this all. They'll make a big plaque for you. And you can put this up in your lovely office. And you can dig yourself.
It's a very nice office.
And you can touch yourself and look at yourself in the mirror.
Don't worry about that. You didn't invite me to do that. But yeah, I actually have it's a bigger office than I thought I was going to get, but it's a nice office. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, but you were downsizing and you still end up with an office.
Yeah.
We got 5 bedrooms and I don't have an office. How the hell does that work?
Works very well for me.
Yeah, how did I get screwed on this? And I don't have a man cave. Well, I didn't want a man cave.
You know, well, I'm going to have the man cave outside the office. But you know who saw the office right there? Dave Miska.
He sees everything.
He put the office together.
Yep, and the lock that your wife wanted on the outside of the door.
Jay Glazer, by the way, via Twitter, Jay Glazer says, Broncos coach John Fox just told me he and the Broncos have decided to part ways.
Yeah, that was coming, yeah. That was coming. I was going to ask earlier, since he was going to get fired, I saw that the first thing they do were going to fire John Fox.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Bears hire John Fox, like right damn
right
now?
Right now. Yes, right,
right now.
Right now. Yep.
Right now on the phone.
Right now on the phone. John? Take your odd-looking things and come up.
Wow.
Come here.
Yeah. John Fox out.
Did you see the report that the first thing they were going to do was fire John Fox today? There was a story written late last night about it, that the first thing, for sure, after the game, it wasn't even so much a game story as it was goodbye to John Fox. That he was going to be the first casualty of the Broncos losing again.
What did he do wrong, exactly? Did he hurt Peyton Manning? Is that what he did? Did he tear Peyton Manning's leg?
He hit him with a mallet. I don't know.
He's been successful everywhere he's gone.
That's what I think, too. That's what I think, too.
Yeah, right damn now.
No,
you
can
talk to Terrell Austin all you want. If you're, go hire him.
Yeah, I saw it this morning, and I thought, well, if that's true, and that, you know, a lot of stuff you read is true, some writes, some proves to be inaccurate, that if the guy that was going to take the fall for the Broncos' loss yesterday was John Fox, then the Bears have a chance to do something right here.
Go
you
get
have
him.
A chance to do something right.
Go get him.
Yep.
That's right there for you. I mean, he's an energetic, strong personality, upbeat. More upbeat than Sean Payton even, but
yep.
All right, Pace. You got a phone? Use it.
Yep.
Boris and Bernstein, you have the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The Bills Mafia have their man, and Rex Ryan is a made guy. Nice, I think. Hey, look, don't get this twisted. I did say right here last week that Buffalo was not the right place for Rex. Why not wait a little bit longer for the Falcons to get all their ducks in a row and then take that gig? They have the one thing that Rex has never had, a quarterback that he can fully trust. In fact, it looks as if he simply swapped out the gig that he just lost for the exact same one. Again, I do like to hire for Buffalo. I like to hire for me. Rex is the MVP of team content, and getting to go against a team that whacked him twice a year, as well as the hoodie, is a win for all of us. But what does the big fella get out of it other than a big fat paycheck? Yes, Rex will win the presser, but will he win the AFC East? Not without a quarterback. I know why the Bills want him. I'm still trying to figure out why he wants them. I'm Jim Rome.
Thinning, receding hair, do something about it right now. With Dr. Ken Stein, his patented Artist robotic technology will give you a permanent fuller head of hair without scars or sutures. Call 312-806-2203. Do it now. You're back at work the next day. Enjoy your own natural head of hair. Call 312-806-2203. Get $500 off. 312-806-2203 or find us on the web at hairrestorationspecialists.com.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, the one-week fantasy game of the New England Patriots. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes anytime you want and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code BOSTON to play for free. DraftKings.com, exclusive partner of the Patriots. Enter BOSTON for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Hi, welcome to State Farm.
What's up?
Hi, I want to switch to State Farm, but my husband has a hard time letting things go. He's stuck in the 90s.
As if.
Well, if you do switch to State Farm, I can save you $500.
$500? Raise the roof!
Switch to State Farm for your auto insurance, and you could save on average $500. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. Average household savings based on 2012 national survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great holiday season with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
When your fingers grace your nimble wireless keyboard, do you feel a connection? Do you consider your 8-gig memory laptop your office BFF? If so, you might be gear-centric, someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tech gear you need. Right now, all PCs are on sale, like a 15-inch HP laptop for $249.99. Office Depot and Office Max, gear up for great. Valid in-store only, offer ends 1/17.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 425, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein got a piece of promising news from Denver.
Wow, John Fox, technically they said they've agreed to mutually...
Well, they don't. I mean, you look like an idiot to fire him when your quarterback is 90 years old.
It's just
kind of
over.
And it's over.
Thoughts are rolling in right here. Wicker Park Max says that's huge news on Fox. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's hired guys like McCoy and Gase and Del Rio as assistants. Get him right damn now. And Fred Hoiberg's cabinet member. He says, yes. You think Fox will want to get back into coaching right away? He's had some health issues. Maybe he takes a year off. With how bad the Bears are, this job isn't for the literally faint of heart. But if he's willing and able to coach the Bears, he should move up the list of coaching candidates. And if your ability is the reason Tim Tebow Stupid ever began, you'd think he could do something with this offense. It's from Jacob, who says if the Broncos don't promote Gase now, that should speak volumes about their perception of his head coaching abilities, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what does John Elway think of Adam Gase?
It's a great question.
But really, what matters more is the future of Manning. If Manning's done, Manning's done. And then they're like every other team that doesn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised to see it last night that they apparently were going to, you know, that the reports were there earlier that they were going to fire John Fox. And I'm thinking, why? What did John Fox do? Unless John Elway now, oh boy, he'll be disappointed. There's a long piece in SI about him and this search
right.
for another title and all the stuff that he's going.
Doesn't this,
do
this, but this do means that, but, Manning's done. Because Manning's not coming back to this kind of uncertainty, right? Unless Manning says, I'll come back if Gase is the head coach, if their relationship is that strong.
Yeah, he might. He might do that. But I my gut feeling is that Manning's going to quit.
Mine too.
And look, all it costs you is a phone call. Ernie, of course, he knows John Fox, right?
I just saw that from Score contributor Greg Gabriel, and he tweeted exactly that. He says, Ernie Accorsi and John Fox have a close relationship. He should guide Ryan Pace towards Fox would be ideal.
If you...
This is too easy.
Yeah, if you wrote down those things that Ryan Pace said he wanted in a head coach, I think that John Fox answers every one of those positively. I think the answer across the board is a little yes, 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 yes. Is he the yes? Is he the yes? Yes. As far as I know, he succeeded in two places. Was it difficult? I don't know. I don't know how difficult it was to coordinate everything or do the things he did. All I know is that in the eyes of the people in the NFL, the Denver experience didn't hurt John Fox.
I just know I've always liked and respected him.
Yeah,
there's no red flags that say, oh, no, not that guy. He's the guy who this, or he's the guy who was there when this happened. There's none of that with him. It's a pretty clean candidacy.
I think so, too.
Wow.
And you're right. I mean, I know he has health issues, and maybe he's just, you know, ready to retire or whatever he's ready to do. But guys who do that kind of regret it in a very short amount of time, because I don't think he's 70. So I look, the doesn't hurt you to call him. Ernie Accorsi, earn that big check you're getting and call him. I mean, because I think Ryan Pace at this point, why wouldn't you fly to Denver tomorrow and talk to him.
Well, there's all sorts of crazy going on Twitter right now. People speculating that it's going to be Fox and Del Rio coming to Chicago together and then bringing Adam Gase as offensive coordinator. I mean, no, Gase and Del Rio want their own jobs.
Yep. Del Rio looks like he has a chance at the Raiders job.
He's a handsome man, that Jack Del Rio. He certainly, he cuts a coachy figure. He always does. He always looks, you know, like he'd be the guy to walk in and take over your team.
But why does nobody, and there's not a single person in a long time that's coached the Oakland Raiders that doesn't look like a fool.
Eventually. Or in short order.
Yeah, recently in very short order. Guys that are, hold all this promise and he's this, that, and you. And I realize, and now you actually have a quarterback. You have yourselves a quarterback, more so than some other first-round picks. I think you have yourself a quarterback.
But just act on this. Go now. Act on this. Call his agent right now, because the Falcons are definitely calling his agent. And what this does is, the other thing, too, maybe this knocks Todd Bowles down a peg. Maybe the loser of the Fox Derby wins Todd Bowles.
Yeah, so, he's getting the second more, interview. So.
Right, but I'm saying having more candidates is a good thing in general. Just filling up the pool a little bit, because now we don't have to read that awful list again that made me throw up.
No, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not reading that list again. But no, this is like, again, maybe it doesn't happen, but something's fallen to you. Something that the sky has opened up, and you're like, oh, wait, there's John Fox there. How about these other idiots? No. Make a push. Make him want to stay coaching.
And I got this via Twitter from Chip, who says, former Panthers GM Marty Herney was on the radio in Charlotte. He said he expects Fox to land in Chicago.
Marty Herney. Well, one of my favorite names.
If you knew that this was likely to happen.
Yeah, I knew it last night.
And you're Ryan Pace. Mm-hmm. You've already talked to Fox's agent.
Yeah.
You're not doing it now.
No.
You've already done it.
I think you probably knew, yep.
312-644-6767. Boris and Burstein. Day just got a little more interesting on the score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, going to a Wolves game is as easy as scoring an empty net goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. You hear the boys talk about the big news out of the NFL. Reported first from NFL insider Jay Glazer that John Fox is out as the head coach of the Broncos. They both decided to part ways. Fox went 46-18 with four division titles in Denver. The Bears already have scheduled an interview tomorrow. The Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin in search of a new head coach. Austin previously served as a defensive backs coach with Seattle and Arizona. Spent three seasons with Baltimore as well. And any further information that comes out regarding the Bears and or John Fox, stay right here on The Score, and we will get you the most updated information as possible. Gary Kubiak has chosen to stay with the Ravens as their OC. The Jets and Falcons have second interview scheduled this week with Todd Bowles. Rex Ryan is the new head coach in Buffalo. Jack Del Rio is currently in Denver with John Fox, has a second interview scheduled tomorrow with Oakland to become their head coach. Reports today have Peyton Manning playing the last month and last night with a torn quad. College football national championship game tonight, Oregon and Ohio State. Ducks receiver Darren Carrington is out after failing a drug test. The Ducks are looking for their first national title. The Bulls host Orlando tonight at the UC. Derrick Rose will play. Mike Dunleavy is out. The Blackhawks are off until Friday when Winnipeg comes to town. And Cubs play-by-play announcer Pat Hughes has been named the 2014 Illinois Sportscaster of the Year by the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Join Jay Zawoski and special guest Auntie Ranta at the Neutral Zone in Westmont Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, and also by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station. For breaking Bears news and information, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score, talking about the fact that John Fox becomes a free agent. And again, this was reported last night. I saw it's the first thing I saw, and I thought, boy, that's odd. That's odd. Did you sense anything about Fox that this was it unless they won?
No.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we're going to do, dude, we're going to part ways when this is over if you don't win. Oh, for the love of God, you ain't going to get through that thing.
I see this news, too. The White Sox have avoided arbitration with Diane Vicieto, 1 year, $4.4 million.
My guy.
I would rather they avoid Diane Vicieto.
That's the next note. The next note coming is they've avoided him.
I think that would work out better for me.
Yeah, you really got to kind of, like, get old past that, don't you?
Oh, get on back there. Yeah.
I mean, just get past it.
Yeah, I would be done with that. Northside, Paul, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Wanted to know, given that it seems as though the Bears are years away, and maybe they're further away or closer than I think from actually becoming a legitimate contending team, why would any established coach with a proven track record be interested in a team like this? Would it make more sense to have a young up-and-coming coach on a team that's just not going to be good for a long time anyway?
Why? Why would an established coach not be interested? I mean, so you get that young and established coach, in 2 years he's frustrated and out of his mind. I mean, if you do things right, if Ryan Pace does things right, in 2 years you have more hope, and you still have John Fox. I mean,
yeah.
I
understand. Yeah, I don't argue there. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, thank you, Paul. We appreciate it. Yeah,
what do you think?
I think
you hire him under? Paul, I understand completely what you're saying.
The Bears' job's a big, tough job. It's a big, difficult job that's going to pay a whole lot of money.
And Peyton Manning ain't with you.
Peyton Manning ain't with you, but at least you're in Chicago. You're going to have an opportunity under a GM that seems very coach-friendly. He seems like he wants the coach to be empowered.
By the way, what coaching job are you going to get that's made for you? That everything is set up. This was a very unique situation, right, with Peyton Manning going to Denver. This is something that doesn't happen all the time. These jobs don't come open. It isn't like, hey, wait a minute, he's going to Denver. You want to go with him? Sure. Yeah, I do. I mean, this was John Elway's idea. This is his vision. This is who he hired. But, I mean, are there other jobs that I've missed over the years? And, well, I've got the quarterback. I've got all these guys. This is a great team waiting to happen.
You don't get a turnkey operation, because usually that team is in a position to be firing its coach. A team on the rise generally has some guy that they like. But this is sometimes odd things happen, and you get weird breakups. You know, the Niners are one of those teams where you get a job open just because the coach went crazy and didn't get along with the general manager. And maybe the Niners job is one that is particularly appealing.
They haven't made any moves either, have
Correct.
They? Well, here's what, is or isn't appealing. Do you like Colin Kaepernick?
I do not. And they're going to have to make a salary decision on him, too. He hasn't made it easy. If you're going to commit big-time quarterback money to that guy, I don't trust his arm. I like his feet.
I agree.
The way he moves.
Well, he's got a great arm. I just don't know if he has any great judgment.
Right.
He's got the arm. I just don't think he's... They gave him the series of one-year that basically boiled down to one-year deals. But, I mean, so that's... Look, I like the rest of the team.
And I have a tough time falling in love with NFL quarterback athleticism, because usually you're ticking away the seconds until he's dead. If you're relying on that. Ultimately, can he stand in the pocket and deliver accurate throws? Can he make those throws?
See, I think that people around the NFL would be really split on Kaepernick. And probably, if there was a tendency one way or the other, if you had a sort of a 50-50 thing, I think the tendency would be negative.
All I know is this guy coached Tim Tebow. He got a team to the playoffs that was quarterbacked by Tim Tebow. One of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
It brings back bad memories. I really wish you wouldn't
Maybe
say
they
that.
Could bring Tebow to the Bears.
I'm going to kill
Get the
you.
Band back together.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to send
band back together.
Electrical impulses through our connection here, and I'm going to fry you.
And he means it, too.
I know he means it. He loves him. Big Tim Tebow fan, Baldy McGrindy. He's a believer.
I guess he did do that, but it just brings back so many. Not so much that Tebow actually made a playoff appearance, but just the Bears thing that happened.
I know.
That made all of it. All of it would have never happened. Never happened.
All the stupid if Marion Barber stays in bounds.
Wrecked. That whole narrative over.
All Marion Barber has to do is fall down.
I noticed they were falling down yesterday, the running backs. Not running to the edge and then running out of bounds like an idiot.
Just fall down.
Just fall down, stupid.
And apparently we learned Marion Barber crazy in the head. Because of what happened since, you know, that maybe he had some early onset stuff going on right there, but he lost his damn mind.
I maybe did, but look, none of it. None of it. The huge playoff victory, for example.
Doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
We're Boers and Bernstein, and we are at McBride's on 52 in Joliet. This is a Coors Light broadcast getting ready for tonight's national championship game. Speaking of which, Ben Axelrod, the Ohio State lead writer from Bleacher Report, is going to join us after the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on the matchup. You've got WSCR, The Score.
Who will the Bears choose as their next head coach? The Score is your source for the most comprehensive analysis of potential candidates. Plus, when news breaks, we'll have all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions about marriage, children, money, about tomorrow.
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie. State Farm's here to help.
Wait, I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens.
Nope.
I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Sports.org.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
What should Ryan Pace's first question to potential coaching candidates be?
What is your plan for Cutler? Sit him or bench him?
How many men have you grown? And did any of them end up playing complimentary football?
Do you have your doctorate in death? No? Okay, let's proceed.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's what I was afraid of. But I'm afraid of it every day here on Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And what we're talking about is that John Fox has become available. He's 59 and still full of fire and brimstone. I don't know if he really is. But if I'm looking at a checklist with what I'm looking for in a head coach, I think that he's pretty checky. I think he knows how to do this. I could be wrong, but I think of the candidates that you've given us. Oh my God! Stop with these guys.
Rudy says, "Sweet." Now, if the Bears don't get Fox, people will keep bitching about the very existence of Ted Phillips. Something that continued all weekend long. They really were. People were just complaining that Ted Phillips exists. I couldn't believe it. I'm not quite understanding what's going on here. And let the record show Rick Tellender won Best Sports Writer of the Year or whatever. The very same year he stated he would not be interested in a guy named LeBron James, which I believe Terry Bores called the dumbest sports thought of all time. So congrats on that.
Oh, yeah. He might have topped himself since then, though. He might have topped himself since then.
Calling from a car, this is Herb on the Score.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, listen, whoever they get as a coach, this is fantasy. What if the Bears have a winning season with Cutler? What are they going to look at? How are they going to evaluate?
Whoa, hold on.
What fantasy are you in here? What fantasy are you talking about?
And why do you think Cutler's definitely going to be back?
Well, if they don't get rid of him before the season, if he plays next year and he happens to get a great season with this new coach, are they going to fall in love with him again and not want to get rid of him?
So you're worried... Let me get this straight. You're worried about a potential solid year from Cutler because that would be bad, because that would mean they would want him.
Well, there's a chance. I'm just saying, if he does have a good year, are they set on getting rid of him? That's the point.
No, they haven't decided yet.
Look, there's no way to it. There's one person who has this decision. It's not Ted. It's not George who have stated publicly that it is up to the general manager what he wants to do with Jay Cutler. They're not interceding here. They're not going to step into the picture in game six and say, hey, we're going to keep him, right? They're not going to do that. It's Ryan Pace's call on him. And if he has a head coach like John Fox, then they would also talk about it. But or any head coach. But there's nobody involved in this but one guy right now. You don't have a coach. It's one guy's decision. And I think that Ryan Pace is going to look at that tape and figure this guy's played 9 years in the NFL. And if you get a lucky one, so what? You cannot in any way, shape, or form rely on him anymore. And if you believe that the new Bears general manager is an idiot.
I guess it comes out of this. Stop worrying at all, one way or the other, about Jay Cutler. Don't bring it up. It doesn't matter all that much relative to a Bears opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
No.
It's backward thinking. That's all going to find, in one way or another, the Cutler problem is going to take care of itself. Whether it's one more year or whether it's not one more year, it's not an issue. This is all so much bigger than that. Stop being so small-minded when you think about the Bears. They got a new general manager who's completely in charge of the football operation. He's hiring a new head coach who's then going to hire an entirely new staff. They're not committed to any player, any scheme, anything. Stop worrying about Jay Cutler.
How about Ted Phillips?
Can you stop? It doesn't really matter.
Should the order go out as well to stop worrying about Jay Cutler as well, or Ted Phillips as well? Is that what was going on this weekend here while we were away, while we were at playing? Is that what the problem was? Was Ted Phillips? I don't know what he, what was he?
I don't know, but people like want him to not exist.
Okay.
Right. Even though he said, I'm hiring this guy and it's going to be his football operation. Well, but Ted's still there. So what? He's not doing anything football related. It's true, all weekend. Every time you turn on the station.
Well, I don't trust with Ted Phillips around.
You had a guy who wrote that column. That column you cited the other day ran Sunday from Rick Morrissey.
Right.
What is that? And that column, let anybody who's read, I don't know how many read it, but that column led you exactly to that conclusion. He quoted it and made it uh-oh and then double uh-oh and everything else about it. So it's not just like,
I know,
the empty-headedness of some. It is the combined narrative that everybody seems to want to get to when you're not really, the guy is running the football operation. That's all you care about. And he's not reporting to Ted with moves. Hey, Ted, you mind if I do this, switch tight ends? No, yes, I do, actually. I don't want you to do that.
It's been ongoing. Well, sure, they got a new guy who's completely in charge and has autonomy over all the football operations, but Ted Phillips, he's still there! So what?
Yeah, weekends must be rough. I used to work a lot of weekends. I used to do a little college football show, and that's what we're going to be talking about in a moment here, in a little bit. Talk a little college football. Because remember, we did the Young Sports Writers College Football Show. And I don't remember that many idiots calling. I mean, the Bears thing is so in the bloodstream, and then you have people in this city who continue to write it. You know what I mean? They won't let it go. Even though I think it's fairly well explained to you and self-explanatory that that's not what's happening here at all. But you want to use that name as this trigger mechanism, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with the fate of the Bears. Nothing. It doesn't. I mean, this general manager could be an all-time boob.
You hear the name and it just sets people off. So you just keep going back there, even though all he said was he can do whatever he wants football-wise.
Yeah, that's all he said.
He can restructure everything.
He will.
In charge of it.
And he will.
Yeah, I think he will.
And if it's the wrong hire, you know who was the guy organizing this group of people for the Bears to talk to? Ernie Corsi was. It wasn't like that George and Ted were working from some list they put together. This is the list given to them by an NFL veteran, by a guy who's been around forever, going back to his day, his friendship with Bill Parcells, everything. All that experience provided this list for the Bears.
Here's Michael in Lakeview. He's on the Score. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Hey, I am one of the small-minded people you speak of, Dan, and the reason I worry about Jay Cutler is by keeping him on the team even one more game.
They may not.
But here's what I'm saying. By even considering keeping him, and I think if you bring a coach in like Fox, you're going to keep him. And if you do, you put us in foot.
Why do you assume that?
Because I assume it because if you have a coach who has a proven track record, why at his age, why are you going to take a step back and go into a rebuilding project?
I just don't
see it because I think there's other landing.
They are in a rebuilding project. They are in a rebuilding project.
You're not in a rebuilding project if you have Jay Cutler on the team.
Yes, you are. He was on the team last year and they were 5-11.
He was 5-11 last year. And what does 5-11 get you? Say he has a great year, a bounce back year because you don't have an idiot as a coach. And you come in at 8-8. You're picking 15th or 16th in the NFL draft. You're not getting a franchise quarterback. What I look to is I look at what happened in Indianapolis and what happened with Luck. They took it on the chin for 1 year when Manning went down.
That guy's not out there. But that quarterback, there's no Andrew Luck. There's no Andrew Luck out there. There's no Andrew.
You scream about Hackenberg all the time.
No, I don't. First of all, I don't scream about him. I just say I say that I like him. I don't think he's not Andrew Luck.
Well, what about the keys? You never know. I mean,
I know he's not Andrew Luck.
How do you know, Dan?
He's not the greatest quarterback of his generation, because I know that.
There's no guarantees on anything. But if I trust this GM, which I'm going to have to assume that I am going to, I want him to take the chance to pick the next franchise quarterback.
He's going to.
Yeah, but you don't. He's not in the draft. He's not in this draft.
Oh boy.
You know, and
what does that have to do with Ted Phillips? Because the response you see on the text, this is why they got to get rid of Ted Phillips. What do you mean?
So you want him to make a football decision when it comes to Cutler, right? So you want Ted Phillips to fire Cutler. Is that what you want? Otherwise, it's got nothing to do with it.
I'm just not quite sure where this...
I don't get it. I couldn't be more lost. That guy...
Completely forget the Ted Phillips thing. He doesn't matter. He's out of the picture.
That guy sent me back about 20 years, by the way.
And whatever that happens with Cutler, it doesn't matter. You're rebuilding. Andrew in Pilsen is on the score.
Yeah, hey, the reason I don't personally like hearing from Ted Phillips, even if he's not involved in football decisions, goes back to the press conference the day that Tressman and Emery were fired. And there was one moment in that press conference I felt this authentic message when they were, George is talking about his mom and he was upset and she was upset. I'm like, oh my God, it's finally authentic, truthful messaging I can believe in. A few minutes later, or it may have been before that, they asked, did you regret hiring Emery and Tressman?
Of course they did, but nobody says it. Of course they regret it. But what does that have to do with the future of the Bears? What the hell does that have to do with anything? Why are you even concerned about that right now?
Well, he's trying to explain to you why he doesn't like Ted Phillips. I may leave early. I think I'm done. I think 4 hours is good for me. Man of my age. I'm like John Fox. I need to be sat down somewhere. Give me a bottle of champagne.
Ooh. Let's see if you have a willing participant.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one in this bar. I think you're in the wrong part of town for what you're looking for.
Good. A point well taken. Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. Well, I might be in the wrong. Yeah.
I think we have to. Stop.
We're going to stop now. We're going to talk a little bit about Ohio State-Oregon national championship game.
We'll do that after an update of the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great holiday season with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
the 57th Annual Grammy Awards.
And the winner is...
such a high honor.
It has not sunk in yet.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys, round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles, and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards, February 8th, only CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to